Well, I've been blessed with the opportunity to read some of the Kurgan family's memories, for which I am truly grateful, and grateful for the Kurgan family, too, of course. Here are Callie's church memories. I have many fond memories of St. Mark's Church, the pew where my grandmother was always sitting on Sunday mornings. That's one of my fond memories, too. I loved decorating the Christmas tree for the church every year, and I even remember knocking it over once. Christmas Eve services always felt so special with my family. Helping with the garage sales was always a highlight as well. Everyone was always so friendly. St. Mark's Church has always been warm and welcoming. And Carrie Mortensen writes, I have many wonderful memories growing up as our family belonged to St. Mark's Presbyterian Church. There isn't just one memory, there are several. The numerous people that were role models that impacted my life, such as Nettie Anderson and Mrs. Frizzle being my Sunday school teachers. The caring, nurturing, and wisdom that I gained from these two beautiful souls was a blessing. As well as many more people that belong to St. Mark's, they became family. And this is why there is such a strong foundation growing up in this church. I also felt honored to be a Sunday school teacher working with young children. Great memories of the ladies' famous bazaars. St. Mark's were well known for their foul suppers, COC for young children. Marilyn Ducek picking my sister and I up weekly, which was so appreciated. Youth group conference in Moose Jaw. Boys slept in the basement of St. Mark's, girls at the YMCA. I think that would have gone the other way around, but, you know, whatever obviously worked, but, you know. Let's not forget I worked at the YWCA, so I guess some crossover's okay. One particular conference held in Regina with great memories. Camp Christopher was a great memory, which I feel truly blessed to have had the opportunity to have experienced. We're so blessed to have Eileen Shevek for making it possible and taking us to camp, also for taking us to McDonald's and Prince Albert. The Big Macs had just come out at that time. The choir was a great experience with May Reed, all of her time and patience. I always remember the song Mother. There were six of us girls that each sang one line for Mother's Day. Our traditional Christmas Eve services were my favorite. One of the significant memories when CBC Television did a broadcast from St. Mark's Church one Sunday morning. I believe it was 1980. We did get to see a short clip of the service. Always remember the bright lights and the camera crew. These are just a few of the memories that I have shared. I have so many more. I feel very blessed to belong to St. Mark's Presbyterian Church. And from Guy, our church has been in my life for as long as I can remember. My earliest memories include attending COC, Vacation Bible School, Sunday School, Cub Scouts, Youth Group, and let's not forget the Junior Choir. I recall being very young and not tall enough to see over the front of the pew until my mom allowed me to stand on the pew seat so I could see everyone singing hymns. And amazingly, I can remember being baptized. Mind you, I was 12 years old at the time. One significant event in our church history I clearly remember is the amalgamation service of St. Paul's and Knox Church in 1968. I recall our minister standing on the front steps, inviting us to enter the doors for the first time as St. Mark's Church. Since no one was overzealous to enter first, I scampered up the front steps and was the first congregational member to enter through the doors. I thought that was pretty cool, and so do I, and I've always remembered it. From Verna, I have many special memories bringing our children up in St. Mark's Church, especially weddings, baptisms, and Christmas plays. And we always enjoyed the Christmas Eve candlelight service, but I think the best memories at St. Mark's are the wonderful and welcoming people we have known through the years. Kelly Kurgan says the relationships is what I remember the best. The friendships for all the garage sales. I remember the many foul suppers for 225. Many weddings, funerals, and other special events. I also remember the great leadership in the services, over 60 years worth for me. So many great families. I'm glad I was there, and we're glad you were here. And Jack, from out on the West Coast, sends, one of the memories that I have of Knox Presbyterian Church Moose Jaw was about 1960, plus or minus a year. Reverend McLean years. The church really supported youth as I look back. There were scouts, cubs, CGIT, explorers, hockey, and softball teams. In the summer, we had a VBS for a week. We were picked up and driven down in the morning for 9 a.m. Mrs. Woolman was one of our drivers. For the first 15 or 20 minutes, all roughly 90 kids were seated on the east side of the support poles in the basement. Picture that. One of the days we made the count to over 100 children. Here we sang kids' songs, usually with actions, which are good for kids, remembering that all the ones below grade 3 were not effective readers yet. There was a short story or prayer, and then we went to our age-appropriate classes for a lesson, craft, discussion for about 20 to 30 minutes. We used the curtain classes west of the poles and upstairs in other spaces. Around 10 a.m., it was across the street to Victoria's schoolyard for fun and games, then back for snacks, drinks, finish our class and gather again all together for song and parting prayer by noon. This required a lot of work, organizing, volunteering. A second memory was of volunteering to work Knock's restaurant booth up at the Moose Jaw Exhibition Grounds. It was noted and famous for its good homemade food. I can imagine. And from Holly. I don't have any one specific memory that stands out of St. Mark's, but I have many, many little ones that add up to a lifetime growing up in this church. Here are but a few that first came to mind. Sunday school. The times we got to walk over to Crescent Park to feed the ducks. The time we had a joint service with Briarcrest in Crescent Park. The many picnic services we had in what is now Waccamo Park. I guess worshiping God in the outdoors was pretty cool for a kid. The many times preparing for the annual Christmas concert we kids would put on, who would be Mary, Joseph, the angels, the wise men, etc., and memorizing our lines, singing in the choir and choir practices, youth group and the fun we would have, the many potluck suppers, bake sales and bazaars, attending Camp Christopher Lake north of Prince Albert. It was really a great experience. Watching my granddad, who was an elder, preparing the bread for communion when it was his turn, and cutting up all the bread into perfect little squares, and the time he used prune juice instead of grape juice. If a church doesn't have at least one of those, I'm not sure it's a real church. When my nana would have the church ladies over for their WMS meeting in her living room, and my sister and I serving the ladies tea and cookies, we'd try to sneak sugar cubes. When women were first ordained as elders into the church, my confirmation when I was 12, there was a lot of learning and memorizing, all the books of the New Testament in order, the Apostles' Creed, the Ten Commandments, etc., and then the service in which I received my certificate. I was now an official member of St. Mark's, and there are professional photographs taken too. All the wonderful role models we had growing up, the Sunday school teachers, the elders, a whole caring community of people. Till I thought about all these wonderful memories growing up in St. Mark's, then I realized how blessed I've been to have had such a firm foundation in my life. Thanks be to God.